with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A second U.S. aircraft carrier is operating in Mideast waters ahead of the next round of talks between Iran and the United States over Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program. In an interview on Fox News Channel's Hannity, Trump administration Mideast envoy Steve Witkoff says verification is the key in the Iran talks.
This is going to be much about verification on the enrichment program, and then ultimately verification on weaponization. That includes missiles, the type of missiles that they have stockpiled there, and it includes the trigger for a bomb.
Questions remain over where the weekend talks between the countries will be held, though Iran's supreme leader described the first round of negotiations as going well. Four journalists who were accused of working for a Kremlin foe are convicted of extremism.
A Russian court convicts four journalists of extremism and sentences them to 5.5 years in prison each. The Russian government found Antonina Foroskaya, Konstantin Gabov, Sergei Karelin, and Artem Krieger guilty of involvement with late opposition leader Alexei Navalny's anti-corruption group, which the government labels as extremist. All four maintain their innocence and argue they were prosecuted for doing their jobs as journalists. The closed-door trial in Russia was part of an unrelenting crackdown on dissent that has reached an unprecedented scale after Moscow sent troops into Ukraine. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump is considering a delay of auto tariffs. A temporary pause won't be enough for automakers to adjust their vast global supply chains, but exemptions on parts could be key to the industry. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 155 points. This is SRN News. A new study links Christian practices with pro-life opinion.
According to the Public Religion Research Institute, the more frequently an American goes to church, the more likely it is that he opposes abortion. People who pray regularly are also more likely to be pro-life, as are those who read the Bible on a regular basis. The poll seems to indicate that the more a person practices his Christian faith, the more he will come to the conclusion that unborn babies are living human beings whose lives need to be protected. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians around the world are celebrating Holy Week, the most important week on the liturgical calendar. Next up is Maundy Thursday, then Good Friday, and finally Easter Sunday. This year, both Protestant and Orthodox Christians will mark Easter on the same day. Most years, the difference in calendars used by the two traditions separate both Easter and Christmas. This year's overlap only happens a couple of times every decade. This is SRN News. A critical look at ER hospital visits.
An Associated Press and Side Effects Public Media data analysis shows 1 in 6 visits to the emergency department in 2022 that resulted in hospital admission had a wait of 4 or more hours. The analysis also showed 50% of the patients who were boarded for any length of time were 65 and older. ER boarding is a symptom of the U.S. healthcare system's struggles. Experts also warn the boarding issue will worsen as the number of people 65 and older in the U.S. with dementia grows in the coming decades. John Scott reporting.
Texas state health officials confirmed 20 more cases of measles Tuesday, along with 5 new cases in New Mexico. There have been 700 total in the U.S. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.